This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
George W. Bush wants quick election year enactment of a constitutional amendment prohibiting gays from marrying each other, but Republicans in Congress are not rushing to heed his call. Bush argued that same-sex weddings threaten the institution of marriage and thus society, and that actions by several local jurisdictions allowing gay marriage make federal intervention the only recourse. On the day George W. Bush came out in favor of a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, top Senate Republicans said they will begin hearings on the issue next week and could force a vote on the measure in the next few months. Senate Judiciary Chairman Orrin Hatch indicated that the deadline for floor action would not extend for more than a few months. Hatch said he would not allow opponents of the amendment to bury it in the Judiciary Committee indefinitely and vowed to use whatever procedural steps needed to make sure the measure gets to the Senate floor. The United States and Britain created facts where there were no facts in the run-up to last year's war in Iraq, the former head of the United Nations weapons inspections team in the country said in an interview published on Tuesday. Hans Blix, whose teams did not make significant weapons finds during months of searching Iraq before the war, has repeatedly criticized U.S. and British handling of information ahead of the war. Our inspectors had a fixed phraseology. If something was missing, then the official formulation was yet to be established. Blix was quoted as saying by the German weekly Stern, but the Americans and British persistently read exists, so they created facts where there were no facts. Theresa Hines Carey says U.S. will one day accept gay marriage. I think with time and without a lot of politicization of this, we'll get there, said Hines Carey, who is on a three-day campaign swing through California, which holds its primary next week. I think our country is basically a tolerant country. She said she expected the Bush campaign would use her husband's views on the issue against him in the presidential race. It's a campaign year. What can I say? Hines Carey said. They'll use everything.
More after this.
Military veterans deserve better. They must wait endlessly for basic health care from the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you or a military veteran you know is one of the many heroes waiting for VA health care, the American Legion wants to tell your story to your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Call toll-free 1-866-539-2509 or visit www.legion.org today. The number again, 1-866-539-2509. We'll tell your story where it matters.
Investigators determined that a woman showing a fake identification tag at the Delta Airlines ticket counter had mistakenly been given two packages shipped from an Atlanta medical agency, one containing a pulmonary valve and another package containing a vein intended for a coronary bypass graft surgery. Tabitha Bracken, 27, of Canada, and Dalvin Robinson, 43, of Lockport, New York, were taken into custody after Bracken approached the Delta ticket counter with the packages containing the organs and asked to swap them for those containing 140 pounds of marijuana, the shipment that had brought them to the airport originally.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
These days, any president's budget is an exercise in political posturing and economic gimmickry. But this year's $2.4 trillion offering by George W. is a P.T. Barnum exercise in flimflam, economic voodoo, political whitewash, hog excrement, plutocratic pandering, and outright fraud. Not only does Bush's budget not add up, it pretends that 2 plus 2 equals 22, and that you and I are too stupid to know the difference. Start with the fact that the Bushites admit that they have eaten all of the $240 billion surplus they inherited and will leave us with a $520 billion deficit this year alone. But the debt they're passing on to our children is far worse than that. For flimflam, Bush simply excluded from the budget any cost for his ongoing occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan. He says he'll let us know how many gabillions these items will cost us after the November elections. If you went to a bank for a loan with numbers like these, not only would you be summarily rejected, but they'd haul your worthless carcass directly to debtor's prison. The bulk of the debt that Bush is creating is not to cover things that strengthen our country and improve our lives, but merely to cover his giveaway of trillions of dollars from our public treasury to the corporations and millionaires who finance his presidency. Buried down in the line item details of his budget, you'll find that George is financing this massive giveaway to his already fabulously rich supporters by cutting back on firefighters, his own No Child Left Behind Act, high school dropout prevention, heating for low-income seniors, disabled students, veterans' health, modernizing our air controller system, clean water, prevention of children's lead poisoning, low-income child care, and even the Office of Domestic Preparedness, which is key to local anti-terrorism efforts. This is Jim Hightower saying, when Bush budgets, the rich profit and the rest of us pay.
What do you think I like about commuting with nature as much as I do, being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? Yeah, you're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
We're talking about Social Security.
This is the end.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
That's cheerful music, Kevin. The end.
No safety or surprise. The end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
That's sick.
Can you picture?
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Yes, this is our last night. I asked Kathy, well, what are you going to open up with tonight? Usual theme music. She said, I'll just surprise you. It's Wednesday, Truth Seekers. Do you know where your children are? Hopefully they are not out watching the ultra-violent Passion of the Christ. And Alan Greenspan has some dire predictions about Social Security. And did you all hear about the meteorite? We're at 800-TALK-YES, if you'd like to join in tonight. This is our last night, so give us a holler. If you'd like to email during the program, MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. The program will be nowhere, not on Icicle, not on Clear Channel, not anywhere until such time as we, find another outlet, another company that will carry Kathy and I do. So the best way to find out is to stay in touch with us at my website, MikeMalloy.com. You can email one of two ways after tonight. After tonight, the Earthlink email address is no good. Send it to Mike D. Malloy at AOL or Mike@MikeMalloy.com. Okay, have your choice. And we will post things periodically to let folks know what's happening. Now, let us. If you want to say goodbye tonight during, excuse me, during the program, during your call about the topics we're going to talk about, that's cool. I'd love to hear it. We've gotten an awful lot of emails on both Kathy and I, and what we will try to do within the next couple of days is answer each one. We appreciate your sentiments, and I've got a couple here I want to share. Not many, just a couple. In case you missed it, I didn't know this until somebody sent me a link to the story. Dennis Kucinich placed second in the Hawaii, was it caucuses or primary yesterday? He got 30% of the vote behind Kerry. Hey, my man Dennis, he came in second. You go, Dennis. In Wichita Fall, or East Wichita. Kansas. A woman collapsed at a theater there this morning during a showing of Mel Gibson's sick, perverse, violent movie. Her name was Peggy Law. She apparently suffered a heart attack. She was pronounced dead a short time later at Wichita Medical Center. People viewing the movie, excuse me, again, at the Warren Theater East, said Miss Law collapsed during the portion of the movie where the crucifixion was shown. A few off-duty doctors and nurses were in the audience, tried to revive her. No luck. The movie has been criticized, it says here, for its graphic portrayal of Jesus' death. Religious leaders around the country and here in Wichita say people need to be prepared for the graphic brutality. Oh, okay, sure. A story about the Lamb of God. Never mind. I'll get into that a little bit later. And I like this part. This is from, I'm reading from a TV station, a news department, KAKE. And it says, whether Miss Law's death and the timing in the film are related, we will never know. But religious and medical officials stress this film is not for the faint-hearted. Well, I guess not. Everything I've heard, the violence, the beatings, the gore, just unbelievable stuff. As a matter of fact, James Carroll, writing for the Boston Globe, I'm going to share with you a little bit later. I want to read some of what he wrote. It's scary stuff. Now, the other story that caught my eye, if you're a regular listener to this program, you know every once in a while I come up with this weird stuff, like the woman dying at the premiere of the Passion movie, or Dennis Kucinich coming in second. You know, really weird stuff. How about this? This is from the BBC, BBC News. Apparently what happened a month ago, January 13th, astronomers who were scanning the heavens or whatever they scan, they saw an asteroid that was appeared to be heading for the Earth, 30 meters across. Now, that's what they first saw, 30 meters across. It turned out that it was about 500 meters wide. At 30 meters, if it would have hit in a populated area, it would have caused just devastation over a limited area, not like wiping out dinosaurs, but it would have, according to the BBC, would have killed more people than were killed in New York on 9/11. And they talk about New York because it was supposed to strike the Earth somewhere in the western northern hemisphere. That would be us or Canada. Now, what happened was when the astronomers found this thing, they did some quick calculations and realized they had 36 hours notice. 36 hours before the initial observation and the time they thought this thing was going to slam into the Earth. And since it was going to land over here, they contemplated calling Bush. Can you imagine if they would have? They were 30 minutes away from calling Bush. Now, they couldn't have told him where it was going to impact because they didn't know. Only somewhere in the northern hemisphere, the western part, here. While these astronomers would have been talking to too stupid to find his ass with both hands, experts would have been bouncing radar signals off this thing in order to get more information about its trajectory. Now, a paper presented this week at the Planetary Protection Conference in California, a veteran asteroid researcher, a physicist named Clark Chapman, calls what happened a 9-hour crisis. He explains in his report how word reached the astronomical community of this asteroid that had just been discovered by the twin optical telescopes of the Linear Automated Sky Survey in New Mexico. Now, according to the report, the object was expected to grow 40 times brighter in the next day, a possible sign that it was getting closer very rapidly. All right, so what to do? What to do? Oh, my God, the sky is falling. What to do? What to do? Stephen Chesley, a researcher at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, looked at the available data, sent an email to everybody saying the asteroid had a 25% chance, 1 in 4, of striking the Earth's northwestern hemisphere in a few days. It was then that the astronomers Clark Chapman and David Morrison, chair of the International Astronomical Union Working Group on Near-Earth Objects, contemplated picking up the phone and making a call to the White House. Now, some scientists say that would have been jumping the gun. It wasn't necessary. They needed more time. Well, anyway, to make a long story even more boring, apparently, Shortly after that ominous email, an amateur astronomer managed to get a good look at the sky, dodge the clouds, take a picture, and where this thing was supposed to be, there was nothing. The fact that it was absent meant the rock would not strike us. Now, as it turned out, this thing passed like 12 million kilometers away from Earth. Okay, so we really weren't in any danger on that one. But it was 500 meters wide instead of 30, which means had it hit, oh, sweet Jesus. Now, can you imagine calling George Bush and Bush and telling him, hey, George, you're going to have to, Mr. President, you're going to have to go on television and tell people that, and he would have come on and said, I'd be informed that Jesus is coming. How would this doofus have handled something like this? Now, this, you know, this is not made up stuff, man. This is real. This was a real, and the problem here, these near Earth objects, there are lots and lots and lots of them. You would think that we would put up some sort of early detection. Oh, never mind. Never mind. That is so funny. Calling Bush and telling him that. Bob sent this in. Mike, I drive a limousine in the Chicago area and consider myself a liberal. I guess that makes me a limousine liberal. I've listened to your show since your days at WLS and have downloaded your show from WhiteRoseSociety.com for the last year and a half. I can't begin to tell you how funny it has been at times to be driving a flying monkey to his or her home in the metro area in my limo, only to have you screaming in my ear through my MP3 headphones, have I told you lately how much I hate these people? The job I do is not easy to digest when I dwell on the political views of most of the people I transport. Maybe if the so-called limousine liberals that you often deride would open up their pockets and put their money where their mouths are, maybe more of us could escape what is beginning to feel like indentured servitude. Good luck to you and your family. From a loyal listener in Democratic Illinois, sincerely, Bob G. Thanks, Bob. A limousine liberal. And that's the closest you and I will ever come to talking one, Gathy. This is from our Bangkok, Thailand bureau chief, Chris. He writes, so, Mike, it's adieu once again. The liberals have lost a little battle. And I know this won't make the food pie any higher on your family, but yesterday I was thinking long-term and have come to the conclusion that it is the conservatives who are the losers. Ever since the Renaissance, with a few ups and downs, liberals have kicked conservative asses and forgotten their names. Every scientific argument since Copernicus has been fought by conservatives and won by liberals. Every political argument since Voltaire, Hume, and Jefferson has been fought by conservatives and won by liberals. Today's radical liberal stance becomes tomorrow's conservative line in the sand. But we keep crossing the line, and they keep backing away. That's what losers do. Kings are now figureheads. Slaves are free. There's universal suffrage. Girls in school. Empty churches in Europe, anyway. We can wear what we want, eat what we want, and screw what we want. Even the latest thing, same-sex marriage, will soon be commonplace. Can you imagine even having a discussion on that subject 20 years ago? I know that I've never considered it, and now I ask myself, why I didn't? Shame on me. What else is there that I'm not considering? Well, that's a liberal for you. And that's why we advance while they retreat. So cheer up, old man. We may never rule the radio waves, but we will always waive the rules. Chris in Bangkok. Wow, that's cool. That is good, Chris. Isn't that a good email, Catherine? Isn't that a good one? Okay, I've only got one or two more emails here very quickly, and then right after this break, and then we're going to go to your calls. If you're holding, please stay with us. A couple emails tonight. Greenspan urges Social Security cuts. Oh, never mind. A portrayal of Christ's passion and all sorts of good stuff. Stay with us on this, our final night. I can't believe you started out with the Doors. This is the end. I just, you know, talk about open your vein music. Wow.
I'll be I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine, and I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
The Mike Molloy Show.
An interview with George and Pickles from the current issue of Ladies Home Journal. They're asked about what September 11, 2001 was like for them personally. Although over 3,000 people had just perished, George W. was able to find some humor by the end of the day. The day ended on a relatively humorous note. The agent said, "You'll be sleeping downstairs." And I said, "No, we like our own bed." So I told the agent, "We're going upstairs." And the agent comes running up and says, "Run your attack. We need you downstairs." So there we go. I'm in my running shorts and my T-shirt, and I'm barefooted, got the dog in one hand, Laura had the cat.
I don't have my contacts in, and I'm in my fuzzy house slippers.
And we're heading straight down to the basement because there's an incoming unidentified airplane which is going here toward the White House, and then the guy says it's a friendly airplane, and we hustle all the way back upstairs and go to bed.
And we just lay there thinking about the way we must have looked.
We got a laugh out of it.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
Oh, I'm begging you to stay. So please don't go. Don't go.
Well, you're just going to be brutal with this music tonight, aren't you? Huh? Oh, 800 Talk, yes. You have probably heard me refer to Joyce in Arkansas. She's our Arkansas Bureau Chief. And I got an email from her the other night, and it was kind of funny because I'm not going to say her last name. I'm going to call her last name blank. But it was from Shirley Joyce blank. Now, that's unusual because it never comes that way. So I answered it, didn't say anything about it. And then I got this email from her today. Mike, most likely if my suspicions are correct, you're already aware of it. I happened to print your email yesterday to keep your new address as a hard copy, and it printed out from Mike Malloy to Shirley Joyce Blank. Although my legal first name is Shirley, I dislike the name and only use it on legal documents, Social Security, taxes, that sort of thing. To my knowledge, it has never been used for anything on the Internet and was never given to my Internet provider. And she names the Internet provider. I haven't made a hard copy of an email for some time, but the name Shirley was never listed before, so I don't know how long ago this started. It leaves one logical conclusion, at least to me, that emails probably to and from Mike Malloy, and God only knows what else, are under surveillance. Hence the necessity for my legal name in a vast data bank run by goons under the guise of, quote, security purposes, close quote. Has America, under the madmen currently in power, really sunk to this low level against citizens voicing opinions? If my suspicions are correct, our once free nation is fast approaching the point of no return. Hey, goons, she writes, if you're monitoring this, you're a bunch of neo-Nazi reincarnations. Then she signs it, Joyce, our Arkansas bureau chief. But, yeah, I noticed that the other night, and I thought, well, I'll be damned. I never knew Joyce's first name was Shirley. Why is all of a sudden Joyce has been emailing me, what, Kathy, since Chicago? We've had contact since Chicago. Never Shirley. Well, I agree. If the goons are listening tonight, you all look here real close. You see this middle finger? King David is calling. Welcome to the program, David.
Hello.
He is our Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief.
And, I did want to publicly thank you for all the enjoyment that you brought my father in the last year or so. As I emailed you, that Dad passed away on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm real sorry to hear that.
And in the last year or so, I would download the MP3s from White Rose Society,
uh-huh,
and then play them back for him the following day, and he just you gave him a certain level of hope for this society.
I'll be darned.
You know, in this last year, so I want to thank you for that.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. It's very humbling, and I am. I think I emailed you back when you wrote to me. And
yeah.
I'm sorry your dad passed away. I really am.
So,
really am.
You know, a variation on what Harlan Ellison once said. We're here for a while, and for a while we matter to the people around us. And isn't that what it's about?
Isn't it? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I do know that there's a whole lot of stations not broadcasting Bubba the Love Sponge and Howard Stern, so there's a few openings there.
Yeah, but those are clear to you. You know, I sent an application, or not an application. I got in touch with, I'm sure you'll know this name, Gabe Hobbs, who
right,
has become the vice president in charge of everything at Clear Channel. He's based down in Tampa, and I sent him an email and said, hey, Gabe, you know, my gig with IE is ending. If anything's happening, let me know. So he emails back and said, well, there's nothing on the horizon, but, you know, send me your latest stuff, and I will keep it at hand. Yeah, like,
yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second, David. Got to take a break here. Stay with us. We'll come back in a moment. Isn't it funny here on the last night, listening to the network promos for programs coming up Sunday?
Maybe you meet another guy.
And I'm walking down the beach and I don't have a towel around my waist.
Well, won't you try. Let's just kiss, say goodbye.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here now and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The United Nations is trying to make the world aware of the plight that faces the primates that are most like us. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Conservation experts who work for the United Nations say time is running out for the great apes like gorillas, chimps, and orangutans. They say that within 50 years, all species of the great apes will be extinct or very close to it. Reserves have been created in Africa and Southeast Asia to study and protect these animals, but a survey 4 years ago showed that almost all the great ape populations inside those reserves were still getting smaller. That news was particularly disappointing to conservationists like Ian Redman. He says the reserves were supposed to help populations of the animals get bigger.
The piecemeal project-based strategies, which have been the norm for the past 40 or 50 years, were having little effect in the bigger picture.
Redman works with the UN Great Apes Survival Project. It's known by its acronym as GRASP, and it involves two UN agencies, 23 countries, and about 40 nonprofit organizations. Redman says GRASP is organizing a global effort to save the great apes and the forests where they live. At the same time, it will encourage local support for protection in countries where it's needed.
Although GRASP is trying very hard to get the high-level support, high-level support alone is not enough. It has to have grassroots support as well.
The UN project is trying to help countries develop something called Great Ape Tourism. Tourist operations built around the apes would bring money to communities near the reserves and provide an economic alternative to poaching. Redman says Uganda and Rwanda have seen economic benefits from this kind of tourism. He hopes more countries will realize that live, healthy apes are more of a long-term asset than dead ones. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on. This is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the near your destination, oh, you slip sliding away.
I see a lot of the bubbas who work in my administration who've shown up.
Before the hour, we're talking with King David, our Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief. All right, where were we?
The last record tonight has to be either No More Songs by Phil Oakes or DOA by Blood Rock. It's got to be one of those two.
I don't know what Kathy has planned. Probably something we have played on this program before. Although we are going to play right before the 11:50 break, which is right before our last break, last hour.
Mm-hmm.
Some Pink Floyd. Are you familiar with that song, On the Turning Away? It's off the Momentary Lapse of Reason CD.
I probably heard it, but can't match it up with it.
Yeah, we're going to play
like so many Pink Floyd songs.
Yeah, I know. They just kind of they're all about the same, really. You know, it's great music, especially when you're stoned. Not that we're stoned, we're not. But I mean, you know, when you're high, yeah. It's just like, whoa. But anyway, that's how.
Although Rush has proved that you can do a talk show while stoned.
Oh my God! Oh, don't get me started on that again. Oh my God!
A couple of quick observations, if I may. Oh, by the way, our friend in Santa Fe on Monday night wanted to, you know, they wanted some names of people who had done more for this country than Ralph Nader.
Right, right.
I'll name one who hasn't been brought up yet.
Okay.
Abbie Hoffman.
That's true. That's true.
If for no other reason, then, you know, he certainly entertained us while,
Didn't he?
You know, talking about what he had to talk about. You know?
Well, a lot of the people in the Chicago 8, you know, Jerry Rubin and David Dellinger. Dellinger. And even the judge, Julius Hoffman, he was funny as hell. He really was.
Which is, Tom Foran and, you know, the other prosecutor, whoever that was. But, you know.
Yeah.
But be that as it may.
I remember that like it was 36 years ago.
Is it?
I guess it was 36 years ago. The Chicago 8 trial I'm talking about.
I'll figure out the math probably later on.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm digressing, and I want to get as many calls in tonight as I can. I'm sorry, David.
Very quickly, are we sure that Mel Gibson actually directed this movie that came out? Because the promos make it look like a Wes Craven picture.
Oh, man, doesn't it? Oh, it's just hideous. It's unbelievable.
You know, like Rainbow and the Serpent 2.
You heard about the woman in Wichita, Kansas that died.
I heard.
Had a heart attack.
Yeah.
It was just too much. Does that mean she goes right to heaven or not? I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. She was somebody's family member. But if you like, what happens to somebody when they're taking communion? They keel over with a heart attack, whether it's a Protestant church or a Catholic church where they're actually eating the body of Christ. I mean, if you keel over dead during communion, do you go right to heaven? You get a pass? I don't know.
And it's rather interesting that the actual body of Christ doesn't, you know, we don't know if it meets FDA regulations.
Oh, all right, David.
I'm sorry. The very last thing.
Okay.
The very last thing.
Okay.
And I think I may have even mentioned this on the show previously.
All right.
About gay marriage.
Right.
Now, is it just me, or is it probably the fact that grown adults who are so heavily concerned about how other consenting adults achieve orgasm,
yeah,
must not be able to achieve one themselves?
I've always thought a lot of people put their noses where their genitals ought to be. You know, because there's an awful lot of anti-sex, anti-libertine, anti-feel-good sentiment in this country because of how we started out. You know, the Puritans and all that, and, you know, immediately killing all the naked savages because primarily they were naked. As a matter of fact, yeah.
Amerigo Vespucci, you know,
yeah.
the guy that America,
right,
the name
right.
was taken from?
Right.
Do you know his biggest claim to fame while he was alive?
I'm afraid to ask.
He wrote some pornographic book about the mating rituals of the American Indian.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. That made my night.
So America was named for a pornographer.
There you go. David?
They have to do a little maintenance on the satellite right after the show goes off. I'm glad to have put a little more grime and grit up there so that they have to work on it.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
All right, dude. Listen, we'll hook up on the next gig I get, all right?
All right.
And maybe you'll have another radio gig before me. We'll hook up at some point.
Well, we'll keep trying, you know.
All right.
You know, so survive the week at home anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks, David.
All right.
All right, sir. Take care. 800-TALK-YES. Wayne is calling from Seattle. Hey, Wayne.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
All right. Just wanted to call up and say goodbye and thanks for everything on your last show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I remember when I first heard you about 2 years ago, you were talking about the Palestinian point of view of things, and my ears perked up, and I thought, boy, this guy's not going to last long on the air. That's one thing you just do not talk about, the Palestinian side of the story. And then a few shows later, you were talking about the assassinations of the 60s, and I just thought, oh, man, this can't last.
Yeah, yeah.
But it lasted 2 years, and it's been a great 2 years. I really want to thank you for some of the topics that you've brought onto the air. It took a lot of guts. You know,
well, I appreciate that. There are people in the radio business who I've come into contact with, management people, over the past 15, 18 years who will tell you, if you called up and said, hey, we're thinking about hiring Mike Malloy, what about him? These people will say to you, oh, Jesus, don't hire him. He's unmanageable. He just can't be managed. He's a smart ass. He doesn't take direction very good. He's yada, 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 yada.
Edgy.
And one of the edgy, yeah. And one of the reasons is because, I have worked at places where when the topic comes up, I go ahead and just talk about the perspective from my point of view. What the hell? That's what talk radio is. And if somebody wants to disagree, they can disagree, and we can get into a discussion. But it always made management nervous, whether it was ABC or WSB. Now, I said the other night, this network, for whatever reason, has given me a lot of freedom. Either they never listened to the program, didn't know what the hell I was saying, or got the letters of complaint and absorbed them and just said, well, you know, let Malloy be Malloy. But the very thing, and this is, isn't this true with so many of us, the very thing that we use as a survival skill, I don't care whether it's in radio or chemistry or life or driving the turnpike or the expressway, that very survival skill that we have honed and used is usually what pisses people off the most. They'll say, oh, well, you know, look what he's doing, you know, and all we're trying to do is survive. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially in corporate America, and nothing is more corporatized than radio.
Do you think that the unions have finally come to the realization that their day is done? They can't even break into the media?
I want to be. I've been so pro union all my life. I've studied all the as much union history as I can. There was a time in this country when you were taught about unions in
yeah.
elementary and high school. It's just a matter of American history. Those days are gone. I remain strong pro union. I really do believe the Marxist adage, "Workers of the world unite." I think that is a very important thing. Is it going to happen? I don't know. If there's justice, perhaps, but the other side has most of the tanks and rockets and missiles and guns and poisons. So I'm not very optimistic about workers of the world uniting.
Yeah. God, guns, and gays, right? We're talking about gay marriages and Mel Gibson's movie. We're supposed to be talking about God, guns, and gays.
That's it.
Election year, right?
That's it. Keep us distracted. Wayne, it's been a pleasure having you in the audience. We'll land someplace. I hope to hear from you again, pal.
Thanks for everything, Mike.
All right.
Thanks, Kathy.
All right. She's nodding her head. Take care, Wayne.
Bye.
All right, sir. Yeah, that's there are former managers that I have worked for who listen to this program occasionally. There's one I can think of in Boston. There's one in Michigan. And if there's a couple more, Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you were to write to these people and say, hey, I'm going to hire Malloy. Oh, watch out, man. Which is not the case. Not the case at all. I'm such a team player. Well, I am. You know, Kathy's sitting there snickering. Yes, I am. Mike is calling from Orlando. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Good. If you've got 2 minutes, I'd like to read, because I can't sing very well, I rewrote the words to a Daryl Worley song, Have You Forgotten?
All right, go ahead.
The chicken hawks were saying, we've got no choice but war. That mantra was repeated by the media whores. What about our oil underneath their ground? We got to go and get it to keep prices down. Now, they say we shouldn't go on without the UN, but you don't start an empire by making lots of friends. Have you forgotten all the claims they made? Seen the anthrax in a vial. Now, don't you feel betrayed? Have you forgotten about that mushroom cloud? That was the smoking gun that had all the cowards cowed. And you say you didn't think that it smelled rotten. Have you forgotten? They replayed all the footage of shock and awe. Rummy and the Pentagon controlled what we saw. Beat your chest with pride is what the general said. We saw the rocket's red glare but didn't see the dead. Some say this country's just out looking for empire. If you say different, man, you know that you're a liar. Have you forgotten how they sold the need? Now it's us doing all the killing in the name of fear and greed. Have you forgotten when that statue fell? Liberators, we weren't welcome and were told go straight to hell. And you thought we never could hit rock bottom. Have you forgotten? We're told support the soldiers, sworn to protect our soil. We rolled the dice and they sacrificed their lives for your oil. Have you forgotten all the families left behind? Some lost a limb, some lost a life, and some will lose their mind. Have you forgotten a war called Vietnam? From innocence to arrogance, ever since we dropped the bomb. And those who chose these wars weren't the ones who fought them. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten when the world was on our side? 200 years down the drain, all because we lied. Have you forgotten about the golden rule? Do unto others before they do unto you. Is that what Jesus and the Bible has taught them? Have you forgotten?
Yeah, that's pretty intense, Mike.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
And just something else for listeners to remember. When our voices become the majority, Mike, don't forget the bond we felt as a minority.
Yeah, really. Absolutely.
I got something. Hold on. If you got a minute, somebody wants to say something to you.
Okay.
Give me a bone. I'm my own.
Is it Sling Blade?
I wanted to say Dick Dick.
Are you walking down the beach with a towel around your waist?
I got to watch my language. I don't want to get you thrown off the air or nothing.
Sling Blade, what are you doing down at Mike's house in Orlando?
Well, you know, I'm out doing that campaigning in Florida. We got the primary coming up.
And you're staying with Mike?
Mm-hmm. Oh. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, well, make sure he stays a nice guy.
Well, right now, my python's pooped.
Your python's pooped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Sling Blade, God, I thought we weren't going to hear from you again.
Yeah, you know.
As a matter of fact, somebody requested. I got an email here that I didn't answer because I didn't know. I don't know what to say, but somebody said, is there any chance Sling Blade could call in tonight? And here you are. I'll be damned.
Well, you know how it goes. I just know what's going on. I'm a busy guy, though. I've got a new weight loss program, too. I've been hearing how they lose weight on your program.
A new weight loss program?
Yeah, I helped this guy lose 14 pounds off his neck one time. You don't want to know how, though.
No. That's all right, Sling Blade. No. No, I appreciate your calls, but I'm always glad it's just a call and not something at my door. Is Mike okay?
They ran out the room.
They ran out the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, take a deep breath. Don't do anything weird. Have a glass of warm milk, all right?
Before you go, my lord.
Yeah?
I never got to say how much I hate these people.
Yeah, I know.
I can't.
Well, you be careful with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Slim.
You take care.
Thank you, sir. All right, sir. You take care. Whoa. Should we call the police?
Helped a guy lose 14 pounds.
That's what he said.
Above his neck.
That's what he said. Should we call the police? I'm sure Mike can handle it. Mike's ex-military. He can handle it. He'll be fine. Elizabeth is calling from the vast wasteland of North Central Ohio. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
I don't have all of that funny talk of all of these great, great callers. They just made my day for many years.
Oh, my God, me too. I love them.
Oh,
love them all.
I just have to reminisce a little bit. I made some notes. I won't keep it forever. I won't type forever. But in 98... you saved me so much because I had a brother who was dying, and I was in such anguish over that, plus the ugly political scene. And I wrote to you, and you wrote back, and I just felt so good because I lived in Ohio and had to stay up late to hear you.
Yeah.
You were the voice in the wilderness, but also I consider you the audio torch of liberty, and I want you to take that seriously because that's what you've been to me.
Well, that's very kind.
You told us about the woman who had recruited enough people. It was Carol, who won't give her last name, but she had taken a group of people, and they had marched around the Washington Monument. She was brave, and there was nothing about it in the papers, but you informed us about that.
Right.
You gave us so much information, and about the woman who called about the...
Can you hold it right there?
Yes.
Hold it right there, Elizabeth. The woman who called about, I got to do this break. We'll come right back.
Okay.
All right? Okay. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Listen, this nation is committed to dealing with poverty. First, let me make it very clear. Poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free 1-800-205-7067 or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067 or populist.com or The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
First appearance of Superman in Action Comics number 1, $400,000. First appearance of Batman in Detective Comics number 27, $350,000. First appearance of Spider-Man in Amazing Fantasy 15, $50,000. Listening to that comic book show and envisioning two fat guys in tights, priceless.
Listen to that comic book show Sundays from 9 p.m. to 10 Eastern on the IE America Radio Network.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda, I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with an important public service announcement about sleep deprivation. Many of you are not obtaining the 10 hours of nightly sleep necessary for true patriotic Americans like my husband Georgie because you're staying awake to listen to the Mike Malloy Show from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. This dangerous behavior puts you at risk of daytime blackouts, diminished worker productivity, ghastly hallucinations, and erectile dysfunction. So when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda, I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
time for Mr. Saddam Hussein to disarm. He'll say, oh, I'm disarming, after he said he has no arms. Holding you again could only do me good.
How I wish I could, but you are so far. How can one person be that stupid? All right, back to Elizabeth from Northern Ohio. Where were we, Elizabeth?
Okay, with the woman caller who talked about her email having her legal name.
Oh, yeah, Joyce.
Well, I had an email yesterday from your site about the board being down.
Yeah.
And the preceding that, it said, the following is an email sent to you by Administrator Mike Malloy. If this message is spam, contains abusive or other comments you find offensive, please contact the webmaster of the board at the following site. And it gives it. But I've never had that before. I think that's strange. And I put them all into those categories of T. Hall Kens.
Yeah.
What they are.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Back to you and all of these, everything that you have provided us through the years. I love all of these people who have called. The one who does the president is precious, and the one who does that minister from the southern minister, he is great too.
That's Brother Sky.
Brother Sky.
Brother Sky, if I'm not mistaken, Elizabeth, Brother Sky is a real street preacher. He saves up his money till he has a quarter and calls our 800 number.
Oh, golly. Well, but he is so wonderful.
Isn't he something?
They all are. I just have two more things. I scribbled on my notes. Bart Cobb had something about the Year of the Monkey stamps, and I bought a whole page of them. And when I send them out, I'm going to put G.W. Bush next to them, or just W something or other like that, but not from our home.
Right. No, don't do that.
Right. And then I do want to tell you that your voice has always been so charming, and I've told my friends it's a combination of your Irish fiery background and your Italian smooth background, because you keep it modulated. You aren't like other people on the radio. You've never been nasty and always treated everybody so courteously. And you had closing time the last time you went off.
Yeah.
And I have Leonard, and I can't think of his last name.
Cohen. Leonard Cohen.
Cohen. I love his music.
Yeah, it's
But anyway, please put on your website as soon as you can.
We will. We will. Okay. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for being here, you and Kathy.
You take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yard, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
The United States and Britain created facts where there were no facts in the run-up to last year's war in Iraq, the former head of the United Nations Weapons Inspections Team in the country said in an interview published on Tuesday. Hans Blix, whose teams did not make significant weapons finds during months of searching Iraq before the war, has repeatedly criticized U.S. and British handling of information ahead of the war. Our inspectors had a fixed phraseology. If something was missing, then the official formulation was yet to be established, Blix was quoted as saying by the German weekly Stern. But the Americans and British persistently read exists, so they created facts where there were no facts. George W. Bush wants quick election year enactment of a constitutional amendment prohibiting gays from marrying each other, but Republicans in Congress are not rushing to heed his call. Bush argued that same-sex weddings threaten the institution of marriage and thus society, and that actions by several local jurisdictions allowing gay marriage make federal intervention the only recourse. On the day George W. Bush came out in favor of a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, top Senate Republicans said they will begin hearings on the issue next week and could force a vote on the measure in the next few months. Senate Judiciary Chairman Orrin Hatch indicated that the deadline for floor action would not extend for more than a few months. Hatch said he would not allow opponents of the amendment to bury it in the Judiciary Committee indefinitely and vowed to use whatever procedural steps needed to make sure the measure gets to the Senate floor. Theresa Hines Carey says U.S. will one day accept gay marriage. I think with time and without a lot of politicization of this, we'll get there, said Hines Carey, who is on a three-day campaign swing through California, which holds its primary next week. I think our country is basically a tolerant country. She said she expected the Bush campaign would use her husband's views on the issue against him in the presidential race. It's a campaign year. What can I say, Hines Carey said. They'll use everything.
More after this.
Military veterans deserve better. They must wait endlessly for basic health care from the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you or a military veteran you know is one of the many heroes waiting for VA health care, the American Legion wants to tell your story to your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Call toll-free 1-866-539-2509 or visit www.legion.org today. The number again, 1-866-539-2509. We'll tell your story where it matters.
Investigators determined that a woman showing a fake identification tag at the Delta Airlines ticket counter had mistakenly been given two packages shipped from an Atlanta medical agency, one containing a pulmonary valve and another package containing a vein intended for a coronary bypass graft surgery. Tabitha Bracken, 27, of Canada, and Dalvin Robinson, 43, of Lockport, New York, were taken into custody after Bracken approached the Delta ticket counter with the packages containing the organs and asked to swap them for those containing 140 pounds of marijuana, the shipment that had brought them to the airport originally.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you. But as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
These days, any president's budget is an exercise in political posturing and economic gimmickry. But this year's $2.4 trillion offering by George W. is a P.T. Barnum exercise in flimflam, economic voodoo, political whitewash, hog excrement, plutocratic pandering, and outright fraud. Not only does Bush's budget not add up, it pretends that 2 plus 2 equals 22, and that you and I are too stupid to know the difference. Start with the fact that the Bushites admit that they have eaten all of the $240 billion surplus they inherited and will leave us with a $520 billion deficit this year alone. But the debt they're passing on to our children is far worse than that. For flimflam, Bush simply excluded from the budget any cost for his ongoing occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan. He says he'll let us know how many gabillions these items will cost us after the November elections. If you went to a bank for a loan with numbers like these, not only would you be summarily rejected, but they'd haul your worthless carcass directly to debtor's prison. The bulk of the debt that Bush is creating is not to cover things that strengthen our country and improve our lives, but merely to cover his giveaway of trillions of dollars from our public treasury to the corporations and millionaires who finance his presidency. Buried down in the line item details of his budget, you'll find that George is financing this massive giveaway to his already fabulously rich supporters by cutting back on firefighters, his own No Child Left Behind Act, high school dropout prevention, heating for low-income seniors, disabled students, veterans' health, modernizing our air controller system, clean water, prevention of children's lead poisoning, low-income child care, and even the Office of Domestic Preparedness, which is key to local anti-terrorism efforts. This is Jim Hightower saying, when Bush budgets, the rich profit and the rest of us pay.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy.
I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
yeah. Just a few more years.
No. I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network. Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back, 8 past the hour. Yeah, I know it's the Eagles, but I still love that song. Huh? Don't you? It's Wednesday, Truth Seekers. This is our last night. Thank you very much for joining this evening. We're weaving in a few emails. And by the way, the people who are writing the emails to Kathy and me, we will answer each one of them. We can't do it tonight, obviously, but we will answer each one of them. And again, we thank you for tuning into this program. Whatever period you have over the past, what's it been, Kathy, almost three and a half years. The network that I work for, IE America, is owned by the UAW. UAW has decided to get out of the broadcast business, and that is the reason this program ends. Now, there is some programming on this network that is not going to end. Peter B. Collins is carried by the Icicle Networks in addition to IE America. His program will still be available. Just anything you hear on this network will not be on this network, obviously, because this network will cease broadcasting tonight, as far as I know. Tom Hartman will continue to be available. You can go to radiopower.org and pick up his program. Plus, he is starting to gather in some radio stations. Who else was it, Kathy? Marianne Williamson. Marianne Williamson, is she on Icicle? I'm not sure her network. It may be Icicle. But some of these programs will still be available. You can still hear Peter Werby on Sunday nights on WRIF in Detroit. Doug Steffen's show will continue all over the place. I mean, he's carried by all sorts of radio stations, networks, and Internet feeds and so on and so forth. The only one that's disappearing for good is this one. Even some of those weekend shows are still available around on some of the lifestyle networks. Animal Planet, what is that thing? Pet Talk? What is that thing? Talking Pets or something like that. And look, I'm walking down the beach and I don't have a towel around my waist. Aren't you going to miss that? Anybody who's ever worked in radio, you know, even just college radio, well, not college radio because you didn't have commercials, but you know how, you know, the key in advertising, as you all know, is repetition and irritation. Those are the two key words in advertising. If I live to be 90, God forbid, but if I do, I will always remember the word lipoline. I never heard that word before. I don't know. All I know, it's ultralipoline. Hi, this is Trish, and I lost 80 pounds. What did Sling Blade say? He helped somebody lose 14 pounds right on their neck, right? Oh, God, that guy freaks me out. This is from Byron, who writes from Joplin, Missouri. He's writing about Greenspan and Social Security. I told you we're going to get to that tonight, but he combines that with his goodbye. He says, Mike, well, here it comes, as we all knew it would, the withering fruit of the vine. My wife and I, as well as many other working-class baby boomers, have been counting on this program, Social Security, for our retirement years. Not to say we've been counting on it for the total of our income for those years, but as more of a cushion, as was the intent. I hope all those rich bastards are happy now that it looks like we will either not be getting a sum sufficient to carry us through our twilight years, or we will have to wait until we are 75 or 80 to receive our benefits. Their tax cuts have come at a very heavy price for the working class. Mike, as you know, I'm a truck driver. And I would like to ask that you pass on this message to all the truck drivers in America tonight listening to your last program. Here's the message. Ladies and gentlemen, when you are taking your break this year in the Petros and the Flying J's and the TAs of America, if you hear some other driver say that Shrub is the finest president in your lifetime, speak up! I see you guys and ladies sitting around listening to this crap, afraid to speak up, to raise a stink. I know you want to eat your meal or drink your coffee in peace, but now is the time, folks. Now they are talking about taking away our lifeline, our last lifeline. When will you speak up? If you hear someone else speaking up and they are being challenged, stand up with them. In numbers, people will listen. They must listen. They must. That's Byron's message to other over-the-road truckers tonight. And then Byron closes, Mike, thanks for putting up with my ramblings over the years, and we'll be listening for you. Byron from Joplin, Missouri. I'd love that over-the-road truck-driving segment of this audience. These guys and gals just... I said on this program, remember I said this, Kathy, and you looked at me like, what the hell are you talking about? But it's true. There was a time in my life, the only thing I wanted to be was a long-distance truck driver. The open road, the cowboy thing, the romance, the on the road, the constant moving, you know, staying one step ahead of whatever the hell it is you think you're chasing, that's chasing you, as what's his name said, the baseball player, don't look back because you might see what's gaining on you. But I've always there's a romance to truck drivers, to their occupation. They're just there's something about it, and I still have that. That's a childhood, a kid thing for me. I know it's hard work. It's really, really hard work. I understand that, and that's the part I never tuned into. It was just the romance of seeing when I was growing up, it was just guys, never women. Now they're women truckers, thank God, but just guys. And man, when I lived in what is now the Rust Belt. All those big semis that would pull in and pull out, going God knows where, coming into Toledo, picking up auto parts, going to Detroit, going to Pittsburgh, going to Cincinnati, going to Chicago, going to L.A. So for all you truckers, thanks for tuning in.
Well, now's your chance, baby. You can realize your lifetime dream. Nothing's stopping you now. Open road, stretching out for miles.
I don't have the right license.
Get that CDL.
The what?
Commercial driver's license.
Oh, is that what? Oh, listen
hey,
to you.
I know some things.
You do. You do. Oh, isn't that nice? Doesn't your spouse always do that for you? Always point out when you're sitting back going, well, you know, where there's a time in my life. And your spouse jumps up and says, well, how about right now?
They make good money.
And damn right they make good money. All right, one more here and then back to calls. Oh, this is from Todd. Mike and Kathy, I want to be your Asheville, North Carolina bureau chief. Okay, you got it. I first heard your program in Boone, North Carolina. The local right-wing rant show was off the air in mid-2000. The host was on vacation. Suddenly, there you were. And talking about Prescott Bush and the Bush crime family and the intrigue of the family through generations. It was great. It was like a miracle. I was riveted. Of course, Your rant continued for about 45 minutes, and then abruptly a voice interrupted. High country radio listeners, I realize that this isn't the type of opinion that high country listeners are accustomed to, but Tony Duddle will be back real soon from vacation with a more objective view on the day's events. Bear that in mind, and please be patient. At that point, your rant continued for about another 7 minutes. In mid-sentence, suddenly, you're cut, and a taped Dr. Laura was put on. Nonetheless, I soon went to your website to find where I could find you. Of course, nowhere in North Carolina. I kept an eye on your site for the next few years and finally located IE America while at work sometime early last year, a few months before you changed to a night show. I've listened ever since at work, never live, until about 3 weeks ago when I got a good connection at home. You must find work. You must find a show. You have helped me stay sane, an island of sanity in an insane America. I love you. I love your show. It's very important to me and wish there was something I could do. Well, Todd, you know, you've done everything anybody who has a program like this could hope for. You've tuned in. You found us. And we'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back. Rick is calling from Chicago. Hey, Rick.
Dude.
You didn't fall asleep there, did you?
No. I just had the phone set down.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry I keep you holding. You've been holding for, what, 45 minutes?
That's all right.
All right.
No big deal. It's worth it. You're worth it, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, I was like the last one, I've only called you like once before. I was like the last person to call in when...
On WLS?
Yeah, when you got screwed over by those jerks.
Man, so that's the only time you called in before. Now you're calling in tonight on this network.
Yes, but I've been listening. It's weird. I tried to get into one. Anyway, I don't want to. I just want to say thanks, man. You provided a great service. You should be proud. And it's just been great, man. I mean, you've
that's very kind. That's very
inspired
kind.
and educated and scared me at times. And
yeah, scared myself.
Yeah, I don't want to take up too much time because I know there's you probably got a lot of things you want to say and there's other people, but I just want to say thanks and you should be proud of the great work you did. It's been a wild ride, man.
It has.
You did a great job,
and
dude.
It's going to get wilder. Well, I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you so much, and thanks for being there. Thanks for tuning in. All right.
All right. Bless you and your little family and good luck, man.
We'll be back. We'll be back. I promise. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. Take care, dude. I want to get to this Greenspan thing very quickly here. We'll, continue to take the calls. I saw this on the BoobTube today. I didn't go very far from the bedroom today. I got up about 11:30, had some coffee. Kathy's already down in the office part of the house on the computer, and I just went, ugh. It's cold here, it's cloudy, it drizzled all day, as we're supposed to get sleet and an inch of snow in Atlanta, if the predictions hold, 4 inches in the North Georgia mountains. But here in the Atlanta area, an inch of snow. So it was just one of those miserable days in the South, just nasty. So I just stayed up in the bedroom most of the day, sat on a big easy chair we have up there, and kind of watched television, slept. And I saw Greenspan. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. There is Alan Greenspan telling America that because Bush has so bankrupted the country, A, and B, the predictions for economic recovery are so bleak that the only way out of this is to cut Social Security. Now, I have some more on this when we come back.
All you truckers out there.
I shined my light through the river to Colorado.
Well,
Welcome and good evening. Soon, one of these lucky ladies will be crowned Miss Kumquat of Monroe County. The envelope, please. Miss Debbie Andrews. I have good news.
I can't believe I won.
You didn't.
Huh?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now, 1-800-865-8449.
Tune into IE America Radio Network weekdays for the best in progressive talk radio. The Tom Hartman Show.
Greetings, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in the American way from coast to coast. You're listening to the nation's largest nationally syndicated daytime progressive talk show.
Family Talk.
This is Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera.
The All-American Talk Radio Show.
All-American Talk Radio with Peter B. Collins.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I know I have a reputation of being fiery, hard-edged, passionate, outspoken, opinionated, and sometimes explosive. And that reputation is well-deserved because I am. I'm a liberal with a microphone, and that makes me dangerous.
For more information on these shows and other shows, or to listen live, visit us on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Marianne Williams. I hope that you'll listen to me here at IE America Radio Network every Monday through Friday afternoon. I'm talking about how we can change the world from the inside out. How do the principles that apply to us spiritually and psychologically also apply to us collectively? How we act not only as individuals, but as a nation. Join me. Let's transform ourselves, and let's transform our world. And let's do it now.
The Marianne Williamson Show, Monday through Friday, from 3 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the IE America Radio Network.
Security being off limits, except for emergency.
Oh my God! He's the stupidest man anywhere.
All right, Greenspan all over the boob tube today, urging Congress to deal with this country's financial mess caused by Bush and these bastards in the Republican Party, in the Congress. Deal with it by cutting benefits for future Social Security retirees. Don't rescind these criminal, fascist-like, murderous tax cuts for the wealthy. No, don't do that. Oh, hell no. The ruling class in America, they've got to have their tax break. You and me can kiss somebody or something's ass. So Greenspan says, look, if you don't do this, Congress, there's going to be, here's what's going to happen. Long-term interest rates are going to rise. The economy's going to be hurt even further. Now, Greenspan, before the House Budget Committee today, said the current deficit situation caused by George... Oh, God, I can't do it. Even in my last night, I cannot use the language I want to use. I can't do it. I can't. Deep breath. Okay. We are professionals, right, Kathy? Okay. Greenspan said the current deficit situation, and I'm adding this, caused by George Bush, with a projected record red ink of $521 billion this year, Greenspan says it will worsen dramatically once the baby boom generation starts becoming eligible for Social Security benefits in just 4 years. But wait, Bush said he's going to cut it in half in 5 years. But wait, Bush said the economy's growing. But wait, one of you, Alan, is a liar. Not you? When asked about this, Bush said, I haven't seen his comments. I haven't spoken to him. I don't do numbers. I'm a president. I'm a wartime president. I'm trying to hunt him down and smoke him out. I don't know. And Bush declined to respond directly to a reporter's question about what Greenspan had said. Bush said, my position on Social Security benefits is those benefits should not be changed for people at or near retirement. Get me out of here, Carl. Bush went on to renew his call for personal saving accounts for younger workers. Oh, now that's a good idea. Yes. Well, what the hell? Let's have personal savings accounts. Yes, indeed. Now, Greenspan is urging quick action. But how quick do you think the Congress is going to be in an election year? Hell no. They must hate Greenspan. They must think to themselves, what, that Jew, he got out there today on the very day that this movie about our Lord and Savior being beat to death by the Jews was released. This Jew, Greenspan, gets out there and starts telling the truth. That's how they talk. I don't care what these people say about, well, like old pasty face Jerry Falwell. This is a Judeo-Christian country, like Falwell said the other night. Look, they use the Judeo part of it. These people are anti-Semites. You know it as well as I do. When there's enough blood loosed on this planet that, according to these fundamentalists, Jesus returns, the first people are going to feel the axe from these fundamentalists are the Jews. You know it. I know it. Come on. Let's move on. So they don't like Greenspan. He's a Jew. Greenspan did not rule out using... He might be queer. Greenspan, no, he's married to... what's your name on NBC? What's your name? Greenspan did not rule out using tax increases to deal with the looming crisis in Social Security, but he said that tax increases should be considered only after every effort has been made to make sure the wealthy get to keep theirs.
Tax relief plan, which is important for a fiscal stimulus. I mean, it's incredibly positive news if you're worried about a federal government.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here now and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The United Nations is trying to make the world aware of the plight that faces the primates that are most like us. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Conservation experts who work for the United Nations say time is running out for the great apes like gorillas, chimps, and orangutans. They say that within 50 years, all species of the great apes will be extinct or very close to it. Reserves have been created in Africa and Southeast Asia to study and protect these animals, but a survey 4 years ago showed that almost all the great ape populations inside those reserves were still getting smaller. That news was particularly disappointing to conservationists like Ian Redman. He says the reserves were supposed to help populations of the animals get bigger.
The piecemeal project-based strategies, which have been the norm for the past 40 or 50 years, were having little effect in the bigger picture.
Redman works with the UN Great Apes Survival Project. It's known by its acronym as GRASP, and it involves two UN agencies, 23 countries, and about 40 nonprofit organizations. Redman says GRASP is organizing a global effort to save the great apes and the forests where they live. At the same time, it will encourage local support for protection in countries where it's needed.
Although GRASP is trying very hard to get the high-level support, high-level support alone is not enough. It has to have grassroots support as well.
The UN project is trying to help countries develop something called Great Ape Tourism. Tourist operations built around the apes would bring money to communities near the reserves and provide an economic alternative to poaching. Redman says Uganda and Rwanda have seen economic benefits from this kind of tourism. He hopes more countries will realize that live, healthy apes are more of a long-term asset than dead ones. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
First appearance of Superman in Action Comics number 1, $400,000. First appearance of Batman in Detective Comics number 27, $350,000. First appearance of Spider-Man in Amazing Fantasy 15, $50,000. Listening to that comic book show and envisioning two fat guys in tights? Priceless.
Listen to that comic book show Sundays from 9 p.m. to 10 Eastern on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of our weaker citizens suffer an addiction to talk radio that causes them to listen to that Mike Malloy person each night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. We suggest you satisfy your Jones by listening to some of our morally upstanding, honest, and ethical talk show hosts like Dr. Laura, G. Gordon Liddy, Oliver North, and Rush Limbaugh. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Underestimated the fact that we love a neighbor in need. They underestimated the compassion of our country. I think they underestimated the will and determination of the commander-in-chief, too.
I love it when the doofus screws up the pronunciation of his own made-up word. That's like a Twilight Zone inside a Twilight Zone, right? That's like idiocy observing idiocy. Isn't it? James in Kenosha, Wisconsin emailed in, "Look at here, I'm walking through the Oval Office without a brain inside my head." Ultra shrubbling. From our, we have several bureau chiefs in the New York City metro area, and we love each and every one of them because it's a big area. Teresa is our New York City bureau chief. She lives in Queens, but she's our New York City bureau chief. We also have the Upper East Side bureau chief. We have the downtown bureau chief. Just a bunch in. Teresa says, "I've been listening to your last show. It's making me sad. Although I know after 20 some odd years of listening to you off and on, that I will be hearing you on the sound waves again. I'll miss you dampening my anger by getting even angrier than I am. And, of course, you have a way of making me laugh. even through all this mess. Remind listeners, if you would, to come to New York for the Flying Monkey Ride Convention. We plan a very special welcome for them. That's the Republican Convention. God, I hope we can go to that, Kathy. And are you going to pop a blood vessel tonight? No. Love and hugs and best wishes, Teresa. Thanks, Teresa. Let me see here. Just wanted. This is from John and Kelly to Mike and Kathy. Just wanted to say thanks for all your efforts in the fight against the Bush crime family. Blah, 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 blah. I'll miss you and Kathy and all your frequent callers and bureau chiefs, especially Joe from Texas, Brother Sky, Marge from Indianapolis, or, well, Northern Indiana, really. The artist in the attic, that would be Jenny Bean. Good luck. So long and take care. Never say goodbye. Yeah, you know, John and Kelly, the people whom I think, this is my opinion, the people who make a talk show really give it the texture are the folks who kind of establish themselves, whether they're doing characters like Maddie or Jim or Mike or, God, we have Sky, our Nashville bureau chief who sang for us. You know, it doesn't make any difference what they do, but that's one of the things that intrigues me about this program. When I listen, sometimes I will download from WhiteRoseSociety.org and just listen to see how it sounded the night before. And it's the callers. It's the people, and not just regulars. The regulars add real texture, but it's the new callers, the people that call in, sometimes pissed off, sometimes adding something, sometimes calming, you know, pouring oil on roiled waters. When a lot of people call in, and the subtext is, calm down, okay? Let's talk about this more rationally. All of that adds. Now, granted, sure, the person behind the microphone or the people behind the microphone kind of pilot the ship, so to speak. But without the listeners, the people that contribute, and especially the people who on their own develop these amazing characters. That's I have been so fortunate to be able to work in this business and over the years hear that happen. Receive something in the mail from somebody who's an artist. Hear somebody develop a character. Hear somebody with the passion that they make a phone call. You know, just the passion, whether it's anger or joy or desire to change things. That's what, to me, the paycheck helps. But what really makes the job worthwhile to me is to hear that. It's just been, in other words, it goes both ways. It goes both ways. The other little news item tonight, Richard Perle apparently has resigned from the Defense Policy Board. I wonder if he will be jailed now and tried for treason and taken out and shot. After he has a fair trial, if it comes to that, and to the DIA people listening to the program tonight, hi, kiss my ass, right here. ABC News is reporting that. Leslie writes in, one down, hundreds to go. Richard Perle. I miss you guys. Thanks for helping me keep my sanity. Thank you, Leslie. So Greenspan says what he says today, and Richard Perle resigns. This one. This is from. I'm not going to say his name. Let's just say JW in Connecticut. Hi, Mike. I'm a blue collar employee for SBC Communications. And don't get me started about these pigs. I am a fleet mechanic for them, and about 2 years ago when I was parking one of the trucks I just finished working on, I flicked on the radio. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. This guy was verbally beating the crap out of Bush. I was loving every second of it. Well, needless to say, I haven't missed a show since. I work alone in a small garage from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and I'm sure going to miss you and Kathy and all your callers keeping me company. I've emailed, and he lists the call letters here, the stations in Connecticut that carry us, and asked them to pick you up again if the chance arises. Good luck with the baby. Hope to hear from you soon. JW in Connecticut. P.S. How did Bush get the nickname Bunny Pants? Well, we got that from Bart Cop, right? That came from Bart Cop. And it what it has to do with, JW, is, you know those little jammies that you wore when you were a kid? With the little footies in them, the little bunny pajamas. Don't you remember those little bunny pants? So Bart Cop If I were as witty, I may be as smart as Bart Cup, but I'm not as witty. If I were as witty as Bart Cup, I could have come up with that. But what I do, since I found Bart Cup's website, I just go over there every night and I steal stuff. Whatever I find there that is really cool, I take. And sometimes I give him credit for it, and sometimes I don't. But Bunny Pants is his. He refers to the Bush family evil empire. I call it the Bush crime family. But I have borrowed, I wouldn't call it stolen. I've borrowed a lot of stuff from Bart Cup. But that's only because he is so witty. All right, back to the calls. Clint is calling from Dearborn, Michigan, one of the people who sent an awful lot of stories in for our consideration, and we do appreciate it, Clint.
Oh, well, I just wanted to say I'm going to miss you guys. And good luck with your new baby on the way.
Thank you.
And I know you're going to be happy not to be talking about the Bush crime family every day.
My blood pressure will probably go down a few points, but long about a Monday or Tuesday night, I'm going to be clawing the walls. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I really don't know. Maybe go to down near Tampa where my daughters live and visit with them for a couple of days. But it's going to be hard to not be shrieking and screaming on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Margie told me to tell you hi. I was chatting with you in your chat room.
Oh, yeah?
There's a lot of people in your chat room tonight chatting.
I wish we could get in there. I wish we could get into Tom Hartman's chat room because there's some folks over there listening who've gotten together. But it's just absolutely impossible. It's difficult for Kathy to get into that chat room at my website. She has done it a couple of times. But on a night like tonight when there's a high volume of calls and this and that and this and that, it's just impossible. I know they're listening. And I know they're in the room. I wish we could get there, but we're just not going to be able to tonight.
Just two other short things. I just wanted to say, if you ever get a chance, call into somebody's show like Randy's or Peter Werby's show, and if you ever got events, just and say hello to folks.
That's an idea. Peter tried to call into this program last night and just couldn't get through, and we thought he might try again tonight, but. You know, Peter's getting up there in years, so he's probably gone on to bed.
Yeah, that's true. I still enjoy him every Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm going to start listening. It's on the Internet, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to start listening to Peter's Sunday night show. I downloaded it from White Rose Society a couple of times and heard it, in from the archive. Mm-hmm. But I like to hear him live. Maybe I'll call him and try to rattle him or something. Clint, thank you for all you've contributed to this program. I appreciate it.
Okay, and I just want to say how much I hate those people.
I hear you. You take care, Clint.
You too.
All right, sir. Bye-bye. I like this email. This is from Suzanne. Hi, Mike. Greetings from Vienna, Austria. Long story, short version, I'm Austrian, grew up in the States, in Cleveland, Ohio, in Buffalo, New York. Been back here for many years now and still get homesick, quote, for the U.S. that I grew up in, which has little resemblance to the dry, humorless, uptight, and oh-so-righteous place I now visit. You cannot believe the indignities of Europeans who have good jobs and live in countries with a working social contract, health care, and mostly functional democratic institutions. How much the indignities these people are subjected to when trying to enter the United States for a visit. I always feel like yelling, damn it, I just want to come visit. But I live in a civilized country, too. And you can't seriously believe that I want to exchange that for the way this country is now. Anyway, Suzanne writes, just discovered you last week. Oh, yes. See me pumping fist in the air, doing little jigs. Oh, joy. Oh, revel. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Only 5 more shows. See me gnashing my teeth. See me downloading all the archive shows I could get my greedy little mouse on. See me putting this stuff on CD and listening in my car. Mike, I wish you and Kathy and the new little Malloy in Nascendi all the best. Hope you find a new job, radio show, just as soon as possible. And keep on spitting the vitriol, but don't bust a gasket doing it. I hope to hear you again real soon. Rooting for you in Austria, Suzanne. Thank you, Suzanne. That's very kind. Roger is calling from Western Minneapolis?
The western suburbs of Minneapolis.
Oh, western suburbs. All right.
Listen, first of all, we have to hammer out, what am I the bureau chief of?
I don't know. Western suburbs of Minneapolis? Chris in Minnesota, who is, and I think he lives in the Minneapolis area, who's our chief correspondent. But I guess, do we have a Minneapolis bureau chief? Well, we did. What was her name? Tamara, who writes for Online Journal. But I haven't heard from Tamara for a long time. We can make you the western suburbs of Minneapolis bureau chief.
Okay, well, I hope for a promotion someday, but that'll have to do. Now, on to serious business.
Sure.
Mike, I'm a fair judge of talent, I think, it's rather an insult to call you the left's potential answer to Rush Limbaugh. But, you know, you hear bleating on the left along the lines of, well, where is our equivalent to Rush Limbaugh? Well, there you are, except that you're so much more talented than that man.
Well, you know, in all humility, I certainly would take that title. As much as I loathe him, he does for his audience what you would expect a neo-fascist, Nazi, pig, thug, drug addicted. No, I don't want to be the Limbaugh of the left. Never mind. I take it back.
Well, be who you are.
Right.
But what you have to offer is terribly important. And I really hate to see our campfire go away here.
Well, it's just being banked for a while.
Well, look, speaking of banked, I've wanted to call and propose this for some time in the last couple of weeks, but here I am now.
Yeah.
Is there some reason why we couldn't gather enough money to make it worth your while to try to do this on an internet streaming base?
Well, there's an awful lot involved with internet streaming. Now, I know to a lot of techies it's no big deal. You have a microphone you go.
Well, I'm ready to write you a check.
I understand, but
$100
now. No. I understand that, but no. There are a couple things possible things in the workings to get this program on a whole different footing. Nothing solid, nothing concrete, no promises, or just some negotiations going on right now. So I need you to not do that. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. That's very kind, Roger. You're not the first one who's made that offer, but we just can't do that.
We really, really, really need you, okay?
Okay.
And I also want to throw out a shout to Marge, who's just one of my favorite contributors to your show.
Marge in Maryville,
so
Indiana?
Sharp,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She's so sharp.
She's a sweetheart.
And I think maybe my favorite bit of your splutterings is where Rumsfeld is on an acid trip. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, we were, I don't know what happened to us that night. I guess too much coffee.
Well, it was just probably one of the best comedic events I've heard in a while. One last thing.
Okay.
Let's not be Pollyanna-ish about the upcoming ostensible election.
Yeah, really.
They're going to call it off, man, if they think they're going to lose. They'll find a way. Heads up, folks.
Well, that's, you know, somebody mentioned it the other night, and as much of a pacifist as I am, as much of a respecter of our system and our documents and the framers of this country and yada, 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 if this election is stolen, and it's blatantly stolen, as elections in other parts of the world that have been engineered by the CIA, if it's stolen here, the American public will take the weapons off the walls and out of the drawers and under the beds and from the cars and get our country back. Roger, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Mike and Kathy.
Take care.
Best of luck.
All right. We appreciate it. Take care, Roger.
We'll be watching for you.
All righty.
The show must go on. Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glasters, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free 1-800-205-7067 or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067 or populist.com or The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Kathy. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm tired of this crappy job.
What? I thought you loved this job. You have a company car. You even have a expense account. What's the problem?
I have to listen to all this junk radio, and I miss all my favorite political talk shows like Tom Hartman and Peter B. Collins. It'll have to be the stupid job.
Why don't you listen to it on your computer like me?
Because for some stupid reason, I have to pay attention to what's going on at work or something like that. I don't remember. I wasn't listening. All I know is that I'm pretty cranky when I miss my shows.
You think?
I should just go over there and tell him that I'm not coming to work until I listen to my shows, and if he's got a problem with it, then we can go outside. Punk.
Hold on there. Just listen to the best in political talk on Sundays.
The what?
The best in political talk on Sundays from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time. You can hear the best of Tom Hartman and Peter B. Collins.
Really? Well, that's better than picking a fight with the boss.
Yeah, you'll keep your job and your health.
What? You don't think I can take him?
He's big, dude.
I would waste him.
Yeah, right.
That's the best of political talk Sunday nights from 10 to midnight Eastern Time on the IE America Radio Network.
Show. Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
they flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night.
And the goals for this country are a compassionate American for every single citizen.
Yeah, I want one. I want a compassionate American. Let me have a brown one. I want a yellow one. I want a white one. I want a compassionate American for every citizen. That's what he said. From John in North Texas, Dear Mike, feel such a profound sense of sadness at your program's demise. Is there no justice? Hate mongers spew their venom 24 hours a day. You said something about radio being a cool medium on last night's show. I must respectfully disagree and side with Marshall McLuhan, who always theorized radio as a hot medium. To confirm, may I point out that your show has been the epitome of hot since its inception, an exemplar of everything that is wonderful about radio broadcasting. McLuhan also said something about radio's intrinsically tribal nature. These are indeed dark days for the Republic. It is a travesty that your voice has been silenced. Pray God your sabbatical is brief. Thanks for being disturbing, provocative, witty, acerbic, and compassionate all at the same time. All the best, John, North Texas. P.S. Your callers have all been extraordinarily articulate and informed, and your audience must be vast, global, in fact. Well, you know, when it's dark out and it's dark all over the place and, you know, somebody somewhere lights a little campfire and then all of a sudden people start coming around. That's the way we look at it. I've said to a lot of people, we don't bring ego to this program. This is in a perverse way, it's fun. You know what I'm talking about? The nights that we've sat here and just bitched and whined and screamed and pounded things and almost burst blood vessels until you couldn't stand anymore. And I was stuck in here for 3 hours and you said, to hell with this, turned off the radio or the computer. I couldn't wait to get out. You know, we've been through it. There's also been times when we laughed and carried on and made fools of ourselves. But that's what it's been like for Kathy and me. And I said once before on this program, when somebody called in and said, well, you know, it's great to be educated, and I, you know, don't want that label. That's can't handle that. This is where folks get together, or have been getting together at night to vent the anger and the rage, righteous, justified anger and rage, and with the hope, of course, that we're going to do something, not just indulge in rage for rage's sake. But you have to put it somewhere, right? And not everybody can be Charles Whitman. Think about it. It'll come to you. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy. Final hour coming up. Oh, my God.
Gets me laughing. She's 100, but she's wearing something tight. And I lift my glass to the awful truth, which can't reveal to the ears of you, except to say it isn't worth a damn. The whole damn place goes crazy twice, and it's once for the devil and it's once for Christ. But the boss don't like these dizzy heights. We're busted in the blinding lights of closing time. The whole damn place goes crazy twice, and it's once for the devil and it's once for Christ. But the boss don't like these dizzy heights. We're busted in the blinding lights.
Look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows than you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Molloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Molloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Molloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Molloy Show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Molloy Show, just say no.
We'll be right back.
the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
George W. Bush wants quick election year enactment of a constitutional amendment prohibiting gays from marrying each other, but Republicans in Congress are not rushing to heed his call. Bush argued that same-sex weddings threaten the institution of marriage and thus society, and that actions by several local jurisdictions allowing gay marriage make federal intervention the only recourse. On the day George W. Bush came out in favor of a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, top Senate Republicans said they will begin hearings on the issue next week and could force a vote on the measure in the next few months. Senate Judiciary Chairman Orrin Hatch indicated that the deadline for floor action would not extend for more than a few months. Hatch said he would not allow opponents of the amendment to bury it in the Judiciary Committee indefinitely and vowed to use whatever procedural steps needed to make sure the measure gets to the Senate floor. The United States and Britain created facts where there were no facts in the run-up to last year's war in Iraq, the former head of the United Nations Weapons Inspections Team in the country said in an interview published on Tuesday. Hans Blix, whose teams did not make significant weapons finds during months of searching Iraq before the war, has repeatedly criticized U.S. and British handling of information ahead of the war. Our inspectors had a fixed phraseology. If something was missing, then the official formulation was yet to be established. Blix was quoted as saying by the German weekly Stern, but the Americans and British persistently read exists, so they created facts where there were no facts. Theresa Hines Carey says U.S. will one day accept gay marriage. I think with time and without a lot of politicization of this, we'll get there, said Hines Carey, who is on a three-day campaign swing through California, which holds its primary next week. I think our country is basically a tolerant country. She said she expected the Bush campaign would use her husband's views on the issue against him in the presidential race. It's a campaign year. What can I say, Hines Carey said. They'll use everything.
More after this.
Military veterans deserve better. They must wait endlessly for basic health care from the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you or a military veteran you know is one of the many heroes waiting for VA health care, the American Legion wants to tell your story to your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Call toll-free 1-866-539-2509 or visit www.legion.org today. The number again, 1-866-539-2509. We'll tell your story where it matters.
Investigators determined that a woman showing a fake identification tag at the Delta Airlines ticket counter had mistakenly been given two packages shipped from an Atlanta medical agency, one containing a pulmonary valve and another package containing a vein intended for a coronary bypass graft surgery. Tabitha Bracken, 27, of Canada, and Dalvin Robinson, 43, of Lockport, New York, were taken into custody after Bracken approached the Delta ticket counter with the packages containing the organs and asked to swap them for those containing 140 pounds of marijuana, the shipment that had brought them to the airport originally.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you. But as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
These days, any president's budget is an exercise in political posturing and economic gimmickry. But this year's $2.4 trillion offering by George W. is a P.T. Barnum exercise in flimflam, economic voodoo, political whitewash, hog excrement, plutocratic pandering, and outright fraud. Not only does Bush's budget not add up, it pretends that 2 plus 2 equals 22, and that you and I are too stupid to know the difference. Start with the fact that the Bushites admit that they have eaten all of the $240 billion surplus they inherited and will leave us with a $520 billion deficit this year alone. But the debt they're passing on to our children is far worse than that. For flimflam, Bush simply excluded from the budget any cost for his ongoing occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan. He says he'll let us know how many gabillions these items will cost us after the November elections. If you went to a bank for a loan with numbers like these, not only would you be summarily rejected, but they'd haul your worthless carcass directly to debtor's prison. The bulk of the debt that Bush is creating is not to cover things that strengthen our country and improve our lives, but merely to cover his giveaway of trillions of dollars from our public treasury to the corporations and millionaires who finance his presidency. Buried down in the line-item details of his budget, you'll find that George is financing this massive giveaway to his already fabulously rich supporters by cutting back on firefighters, his own No Child Left Behind Act, high school dropout prevention, heating for low-income seniors, disabled students, veterans' health, modernizing our air controller system, clean water, prevention of children's lead poisoning, low-income child care, and even the Office of Domestic Preparedness, which is key to local anti-terrorism efforts. This is Jim Hightower saying, when Bush budgets, the rich profit and the rest of us pay.
The Mr. Rogers Parenting Book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. Where are we? There we are. Welcome back. Seven past the hour. This is, we're in the final hour. Oh, no! Jenny Bean, our artist in the attic. Hi, Mike. I've been trying to call in, but it's harder to get through than it was to register for classes on the phone when I was in college. Kathy's sitting here going, yeah, I remember that. Jenny writes, my mother's been saying for months and months that she's going to come over some night and listen to the radio with me. She wants to hear what I've been talking about. My mom is getting more liberal in her old age. She just sent me an email to let me know that she's planning to come over to listen tomorrow. Maybe if things get desperate, you can come yell at her in person. Signed, Jenny Bean, the artist in the attic. Thanks, Jenny Bean. And you all who have listened to this program for a long time, you remember Wally from Delaware? You remember Wally from Delaware? If I got this potted up too high, Kathy, it looks like it's burning out here on the... All right, that's good. Wally from Delaware, who, if you're a regular listener, you remember... Wally's got a great voice. I never would have guessed he's from Delaware. My friends Mike and Kathy, it looks like I won't make it on tonight to say goodnight in person. I have been working nights, and so I haven't had the pleasure of talking in a long time, but I didn't want to let the moment pass without telling you how much you all have meant to me. I'm trying not to get squishy, squirmy about this, so here goes. 3.5 years ago, I woke up to discover that something very terrible was happening to the country that I love so much, and it seemed as if I was the only one aware of it. Must have been me, I told myself. Things couldn't be as bad as I feared. Why didn't others seem upset? Out of frustration and abject rage one dark night, I typed in Rush Limbaugh sucks in a Google search, and as if by an act of internet providence, I discovered your wonderful show via a few clicks and links. By Koresh, I wasn't alone. Well, here's another guy that steals from Bart Cop, right? By Koresh, I wasn't alone. There was this cat named Mike Malloy who not only knew what was really going on, but never hesitated to pound the vile, cheating neo-Nazi cabal that had seized control of our country. I loved your shows. Look forward to hearing your searing, impassioned rants, swapping notes with your bad self on the air, and chatting with the totally smart and charming Miss Kathy off the air. What? What's this, Kathy?
There are a few things I need to tell you.
I hope so. Thanks, guys. You not only reminded me that I wasn't alone, but that we are right. You kept me sane. I wish I had the words to tell you how much I've appreciated your courageous and wonderful work. The past 3.5 years have left me bereft of any real hope, but I will allow myself to believe this. You'll be back. Love and peace. And please believe that we can win. Yeah, I'm saying this, and I mean it. Wally. Yeah, Wally's... Thanks, Wally. Robert here has been holding on for an hour and 11 minutes. He's our New Orleans bureau chief. Hey, y'all are just getting rained out with Mardi Gras, right?
Yes. The Mardi Gras went on just fine.
But I mean the parades and everything, and people down there on in the French Quarter with people saying, "Show us your," and then throwing the beads and everything. It must be pretty hard to show your, when it's raining and it's cold out.
Well, you got to watch out for the French Quarter and Mardi Gras rain. Cold, whatever, all those queers marching around in the French Quarter. It's just terrible, you know. And they get little country guys from Iowa because to do all kinds of strange things for beads. Now, I did this myself, in fact, when I was in my early 20s. But
right, I know that's bad.
I won't tell any more than that. Look, Mike, you know that the truth shall set you free from your radio talk show gig.
Yeah.
It's like you were mentioning that Hartman was going on and Peter B. Collins was going on, and you're probably the only person not going on a radio, from the radio network. And
for the time being.
And from now, and it's probably because you talk too much truth and you don't play the quasi-centrist guy who just doesn't like Bush or whatever. You just go out there and tell him like it is, and that's one of the great things about your show. So disappointed I only found it 3 months ago or whatever it is now. But
oh, it's been longer than that. My God, you're the New Orleans bureau chief.
Well, yeah. It's probably since about...
Had to be back in the fall.
October, November, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
I love the show, Mike, and I'm going to miss it so much because you're so talented and you are right on so many of the issues. And in some ways, you're sort of my emotional/ intellectual soulmate on so many of the ways that you react to the Bush crime family, and I can get my blood pressure up thinking about them. And good God, you've been so great. You've been so great for people like me. You give a voice to what we scream and shout and rant about every day.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, and the show's great. And you said last week, I believe it was, that, that the callers on the show, are part of a family. And I agree with that. I feel like this is a family as much as anything else. And, I don't think this petition online is enough. I think that we ought to start a letter-writing campaign through snail mail and flood their mailboxes up there at Central Air Media.
Well, let me tell you something, and I really appreciate the effort, but I've not been in radio all my professional life. I only got into it about 15, 16 years ago, regardless of what Teresa said about 20 years ago. But I do know this. Pressure very seldom works with these with radio networks or entities. Hell, if it worked, I always would have had a job because I pressure them more so than a letter writing campaign. Now I'm not trying to tell anybody not to do anything that they want to do. I'm just saying, if you want to send a letter to Clear Air, or I believe it's called Air America now,
yeah.
Fine, that's good. But on the other hand, now I'm going to say something here, and don't get pissed off, Robert, okay?
I won't.
What I would rather have you do is write a letter on behalf of one of the people who are being held in prisons around the world whose name you can get from Amnesty International. You feel like writing a letter, get the name of one of these prisoners of conscience. I've done this, and it's amazing. I have done this.
You're absolutely right.
Write a letter.
It's going to take more time to do things like that as well.
There you go. Write a letter for, and if you're not a member of Amnesty, check it out. They have a constant campaign. At any given time, there's 50, 60 people that they have on their list to write and to the government holding them because of their religious, political, or social beliefs. So don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to be slick with you here. I'm just saying that to me, I'll find a job. We'll get back on the air.
We've got to have you on the air because you really, you know, there are people like me just desperate to have our views heard out. And we get a chance to call in and have our views heard. But more importantly, you're so in sync with so many of us who have felt left out of the entire corporate media in general, and you give us a chance to be heard. You know, though, if I can jokingly remind you of a fact that might have passed you by, you know, at the beginning of the year or a little bit sooner than that maybe, I called in. I think it was the beginning of the year. I called in jokingly as Jesus from heaven, and you asked me to turn Bush into a frog or something of that sort. Well, actually, I said that I would turn him into a Martian. Shortly after that, he announced the plan to go to Mars.
Oh, no!
So you never know.
There's a movie out there. Yeah, there's a movie out there about you right now. All right, Robert, listen, it's been a slice of heaven, pal. Thank you for your contribution to the program, and we'll touch base again, all right?
All right, okay, I'll be looking out for you.
All right, sir.
All right, bye.
All right, you take care. I don't know if I want to get into this thing that James Carroll wrote at the Boston Globe today. This is really unnerving about the movie, The Passion of the Christ. I think what I'll do, I'll just post it. I'll tell you what, it's at commondreams.org right now. Go to commondreams.org and the article, An Obscene Portrayal of Christ's Passion. Check it out. And I'll post it at mikemalloy.com when the program's over tonight. Mike is calling from Ferndale, Michigan. You're our bureau chief there?
I'm hoping to be.
All right. Well, Kathy, you must have talked to Kathy about it because she's got it up on the board. All right. Ferndale, Michigan, bureau chief. That's a great suburb of Detroit.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it absolutely is. I just wanted to call. I've been listening to your show since about January of last year, and I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you do, Mike.
Well, our pleasure.
You've made a huge difference for me. I wasn't very fond of this administration when it came into power, but in the last year and a half, it's really just opened my eyes to all the things that are really going on, and I just want to thank you for that because without IE America and Peter Werby and yourself and Randy Rhodes, I'd be walking around as one of the clueless that's out there right now.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Were it not for the research that we have to do for this program and the stuff I've had to do in talk radio over the years, I'd probably be one of the walking wounded too. You really have to struggle, don't you, to find the truth, to cut through the BS that's put out there by corporate media. It's really rugged. It's rough. It's hard to do. But that's our dharma. That's our work. That's what we got to do.
But I want you to know I've been saving up archives of your show, and I actually give CDs out to people. I'll put like a week's worth of shows on there when I talk to people and go, you know what, I have this, take a listen to it.
Well, that's great. That's great.
You know, just thanks a lot, and I can't wait for you to get back on the air. I know it's not really a matter of if, but it's a matter of when.
Let's hope.
You're way too important.
I think the people who contribute to the program are really the ones that are too important. But I'll tell you what, thank you. I appreciate it. It's better to be working for a paycheck than not.
Yeah. Now, real quick question for you.
Sure.
Now that you're done with IE,
mm-hmm.
How do we still contact you?
MikeMalloy.com. is my website, and Mark Marshall, our webmaster, will be tweaking it just a little bit. The email address is up there, MikeDMalloy@AOL.com or Mike@MikeMalloy.com. So you have your choice, either way, and he'll have it up there. So you can always get in touch, and we'll be posting stuff for the website about what's coming up if anything comes up, all right?
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks. I look forward to hearing you in the air again, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate Bye-bye. You checking in. You have a nice evening. So many topics here, Kathy, that we're not going to get to. It just suddenly occurred to me that the stack here, which is on any given night, is literally about an inch and a half thick of stuff. Oh, damn, damn, damn. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
It is not only important for the homeland security of America that we succeed. It is equally as important for generations of Americans who have yet to be born.
drives me crazy.
Welcome and good evening. Soon, one of these lucky ladies will be crowned Miss Kumquat of Monroe County. The envelope, please. Miss Debbie Andrews. I have good news.
I can't believe I won.
You didn't.
Huh?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol is lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Show.
We caught somebody doing something right. Fred D'Amato, Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania. He put a sign out in his front yard to support our troops, impeach the Bush administration. Of course, Mount Pocono jumped all over him. The borough councilman, Francis O'Boyle, said, "The last couple words is what's the problem. I don't think it's right to put up a sign like that and say those things." The lawyer says it's protected First Amendment speech. John Finnerty, the borough council president, says, "Well, if we could all express our thoughts on a piece of plywood, just think what the neighborhood would look like. It might be a slight infringement of First Amendment rights," making him take down his sign. He's facing $500 a day fines for not having his sign. However, the story in the newspaper of Mount Pocono, New York, says that D'Amato removed the sign, but on Sunday said he planned to put it back up again. Well done.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, helping you with your pets and talking to celebrities, like from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies, Raven Simone. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out, so he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk, Saturdays and Sundays on the IE America Radio Network.
Fishing. There's a sign up on my door. Gone fishing. I ain't working anymore.
Can't think of anything more logical and more commonsensical than to understand our hemisphere
I say hoeing ain't no fun.
He's the stupidest man on the planet.
I ain't got no ambition.
Who is that? Is that Gentleman Jim? I'll bet you Jim in Arkansas sent that in, didn't he? Yeah. Gone fishing.
Out of work and out of school.
24 past, almost 25 past the hour. This is our, oh my God, we're coming up to the last half hour. We are going to play something for you at about 47 minutes past the hour. And then we're going into a shortened final break. And then we'll come back and we'll have about 2.5 minutes and that's going to be it. But what I want to play for you, you know that I like Pink Floyd music. Just can't get over it. I'm sorry. I like other music too, but Pink Floyd music has just stayed with me. It was cemented in there with all the drugs. How are you ever going to get past that, right? Huh? And I just want to do, not me, but Pink Floyd's From a Momentary Lapse of Reason, On the Turning Away. A lot of their music is, the lyrics to some of it is kind of hokey. The music was always powerful to me. I love the music. The Wall, I thought, was genius stuff. It was like Tommy from 30 years earlier. But The Wall was just, if you ever saw Geldof, what's his first name? Not Mark Geldof. Oh, God, here we go again. Come on, you're not as old as I am. No, it's not Mark Geldof. He was with the Boomtown Rats. I remember that. Anyway, he plays, the Roger Waters character in the movie. If you've never seen the movie, The Wall, you got to see it. So anyway, Pink Floyd, we're going to do that coming up in about half an hour. And then we're going to be out of here. Rhea is calling from New Orleans. Hey, Rhea.
Hi. I just wanted to call to say I'm sorry that y'all are leaving. I have to agree with my uncle who just called a little while ago that this is like one of the greatest the radio shows I've heard anywhere.
Robert is your uncle?
Yeah.
Oh, well, bless your heart. He's a good guy.
I know. And it's kind of this is kind of a bad day to choose to leave. I mean, not choose to leave, but have to leave because it's my mom's birthday and it's her last show she gets to listen to. Anyway, it's really sad that you have to leave and all. And good luck with the baby.
Oh, thank you. What's your mom's name?
Denise.
Well, tell Denise we said happy birthday.
Okay.
And Ray,
if I
remember, you're one of our high school listeners, right? You're 17?
Yeah.
We've got a clutch of high schoolers spread all over the country who listen to this program, and especially to you guys. I mean, bless your heart for finding this program and putting up with this nonsense every night. And let me tell you, I apologize for all the bad language, okay?
Huh?
I apologize for all the cussing that I have added to this program, all the swear words, you know.
That's nothing compared to what I hear. Anyway,
okay.
It's nothing. It's cool.
Okay.
I love your show, and I would really hope if y'all could get back on the air somehow, it would be really cool.
We will. We'll figure out how to do it. Rhea, thanks for checking in. You got a great uncle, and tell your mom, Denise, we said happy birthday.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
You take care. I love the high school kids. The high school kids that somehow, I don't know how in the hell they found this program. I have no idea. And they find it, and then we get emails, and we get phone calls, and they contribute, and send stuff in. It's just amazing. I tell you, it's just amazing. Another break? All right, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Relationships have all been bad. Mine have been like Verlaine's and Rambo. But there's no way I can compare all them scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
I asked Americans to give 4,000 years, 4,000 hours over the next, or the rest of your life. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours.
The guy is so stupid.
A good talking to. I look for you in old Honolulu, San Francisco, or Ashtabula. You're going to have to leave me now, I know. But I see you in the sky above and the tall grass and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, in just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The United Nations is trying to make the world aware of the plight that faces the primates that are most like us. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Conservation experts who work for the United Nations say time is running out for the great apes like gorillas, chimps, and orangutans. They say that within 50 years, all species of the great apes will be extinct or very close to it. Reserves have been created in Africa and Southeast Asia to study and protect these animals, but a survey 4 years ago showed that almost all the great ape populations inside those reserves were still getting smaller. That news was particularly disappointing to conservationists like Ian Redman. He says the reserves were supposed to help populations of the animals get bigger.
The piecemeal project-based strategies, which have been the norm for the past 40 or 50 years, were having little effect in the bigger picture.
Redman works with the UN Great Apes Survival Project. It's known by its acronym as GRASP, and it involves two UN agencies, 23 countries, and about 40 nonprofit organizations. Redman says GRASP is organizing a global effort to save the great apes and the forests where they live. At the same time, it will encourage local support for protection in countries where it's needed.
Although GRASP is trying very hard to get the high-level support, high-level support alone is not enough. It has to have grassroots support as well.
The UN project is trying to help countries develop something called Great Ape Tourism. Tourist operations built around the apes would bring money to communities near the reserves and provide an economic alternative to poaching. Redman says Uganda and Rwanda have seen economic benefits from this kind of tourism. He hopes more countries will realize that live, healthy apes are more of a long-term asset than dead ones. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of you may be alarmed by subversive propaganda spread by that liberal media filter, Mike Malloy, who distorts the truth every weeknight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Rest assured, our sources at Fox News confirm that we have a fabulous, booming economy and enjoy daily glorious victories in the numerous fronts of the ongoing terror wars. And besides, any problems we're experiencing are all Clinton's fault. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
We have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector!
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
This is an issue that speaks to morality and science and the juxtaposition of the both.
Oh, he's such a dumbass. He is such a dumbass.
Bob Geldof, thank you for the 800 people who sent in. Bob Geldof! With the Boomtown Rats, who played the Waters character. I believe it was, yeah, he was supposed to be Roger Waters. Or Nick Mason, or... And called him Pink, yeah. All right, Bob Geldof was the character. And the way that came up, we're going to do... on the turning away, coming up here in about, if I can time it right, in about 13 minutes. So stay with us for that. Wild Bill is calling from Collegeville, PA. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Mike. I'm glad to get through on the last night. And I'm really sorry that you have to leave right now when I think we have this crooked crime family on the ropes. You know, just think of all the things that happened just really recently, mm-hmm. like with that economic advisor Greg Mankiw saying that the loss of the jobs overseas is a good thing.
It's a good thing, right?
And that Greenspan today saying about taking it away from Social Security.
And Michael Moore bringing up the fact that he's a deserter, and Nader bringing him up the fact that he should be impeached. And things.
Yep.
I hope things have turned. I hope they have. But you know what's going to happen over the next 4 or 5 months? Bush and his psychopathic neo-Nazi thugs with their endless supply of money are going to unleash just an ocean of hell on this country with their political ads. It's going to be real hard to maintain one's sanity.
Yeah, with $200 million to spend, they'll have John Kerry being the chief of staff for Ho Chi Minh.
Right, they will. They will, torturing babies in the meantime. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, the bastards. Oh, have I said yet tonight how much I hate these people?
I second the emotion.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's going to get rough. It's going to be real rough over the next several months.
I wish you were here to help ride it out, but I've got some tapes. I've got some of your best moments. So until I get a computer, I got to get a computer and get my tax rebate. But I'll be looking for it. I know you'll be back.
We'll be back.
In time to see that crooked, cowardly cretin sent back to Crawford.
There you go. Great alliteration. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, you have a great, great evening.
All right, sir. You too. Appreciate you checking in. Speaking of moments on this program, who was it that sent us the Best of Molloy CD? Who put, Heretic? It was Heretic. Oh, my God. That Heretic, we did get it. I haven't answered the email yet. I haven't even told the gentleman who put it together. But he put together Best of Molloy. We were listening the other night, driving home. The thing about Limbaugh was absolutely just funny as hell. I didn't know. I had no idea. You know, when you're doing that stuff, you know, you just do it and move on. You know, you got to move to the next topic, next phone call, next evening. But Heretic put this CD together, and it was just like falling down funny. Oh, my God. Thank you, Heretic, if you're listening tonight. I haven't emailed and thanked you, but there's so many. He had some stuff on that CD that he considered to be the Best of Molloy that sounded like, a couple of times, sounded like Sam Kinison, just shrieking, screaming, out of control. I didn't know I sounded that way. I thought I would just have a normal conversation in here.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Oh, here's Mad Dog from Detroit, our Michigan Bureau Chief. We have a Detroit Bureau Chief. Mad Dog's our Michigan Bureau Chief. Hey, Mad Dog.
Oh, my God, I got on.
Yeah, you did.
I feel so terrible right now because I haven't called you guys in ages and ages.
You've been busy.
Switched your times and all that. Got and you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
I'm terribly sad. I just, Kathy already got my tears, okay?
Okay, good.
But I have to first tell you, because I've been requested, I'm in Bar Cop chat right now, and they're all listening, and they all expect me to say this. They're all with you, and our hearts are all with you, and just to know that, you know, we're there. And
well, that's very kind. Like I said earlier, I love Bart Cop because he provided so much material for this program, and he never even knew it.
he never knew it. He lived in that treehouse drinking tequila.
I know. Bless his heart. Man, I've got to get me one of them.
But, I want to tell you, Mike, something. I mean, so many times I called in and I talked about that accident I was in and spent almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, after that happened, calling into you and going on these forums provided me the vent that I needed to really survive. And all my voices, all my crappy humor and all my Bill Clinton, you know, all that just was nothing. Just to be able to call in and have a avenue to call in where I would be accepted was like a gift. It was absolute gift. And you don't know. I hope these networks that are looking to pick you up, or if anybody picks you up, are listening to what I say. You know, for all the roadkill kings that are, you know, are the Russia's gift. I'm, Mike, I'm your roadkill. I'm your road gift. I'm there.
Okay.
You know, and I appreciate also one other thing. I'm going to leave you with one thing.
Okay.
You love classic rock, and I always love to quote, you love Pink Floyd and The Who and all that, and I love Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and, mm-hmm. and everybody on the boards know that. And this is you. Cold and misty morning, I heard a warning born in the air about an age of power where no one had an hour to spare, where the seeds have withered, silent children shiver in the cold. Now the lens is fixed in the lenses of the jackals for gold. I'll be there, I will be there to heal their souls. Thank you, Mike.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Mad Dog.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You have a nice evening. We'll hook up again. Is this from our webmaster, Mark? Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com. Mike and Kathy, well, of course, I, like everyone else listening, have been trying to call in for the past two nights. Seeing as I can't get in, I'm writing instead. See, no favoritism on this program. You notice I'm getting? First off, Mark writes, thanks to two of you for having faith and letting me collaborate in such an important venture. Years from now, the show will be seen as having been groundbreaking. Ooh. Oh, Mark's just prejudice. He goes on, I'm proud to have been a part of it. Second off, as a listener, I want to thank you for being a voice for those of us who have felt so very voiceless. There's a reason that so many of us call and say we love you. It's not an exaggeration. You're family to us and have been there to express the agony and angst we've all been experiencing. Third, thanks to Kathy for being so brilliant behind the scenes. Without her, the show wouldn't be one half of what it is. Lastly, thanks to all the site visitors and forum members and the moderators, you folks made it all worth it. And as we've said before, the site will continue to run, and we'll let everyone know when you two are in a new spot. Best of all to the three of you. He's talking about the Malloy that's not hatched yet. Love, Mark. Yeah, Mark Marshall, who I mentioned this the other night, he flew down here, his own expense, checked us out for a couple of days, visited some friends while he was down here. When we went to New York for Talkers Magazine Convention, we got together with Mark. He put together the website and has done it as because he's a professional and he supported the program. And we are deeply, deeply grateful for that. Maybe someday we'll be able to afford to pay people like Mark Marshall. What do you think, Kathy? Huh? Oh, now he's probably calling you right now going, yeah, okay. Cecilia is calling from Seminole City, our bureau chief there. Hey, Cecilia.
I am your Seminole County bureau chief.
Yes, you are.
Listen, if things get really rough, you can always go out to the desert for some horse therapy.
That's true. That's true. Touch, pet the pony.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, when I heard that, I was recovering from some very painful orthopedic surgery on my hand, and probably for the first time in weeks, I just laughed until I had tears coming down my... It was just absolutely amazing. You are amazing. Kathy's amazing. Your show is amazing. And you will be back.
We will. We'll find some way to claw our way back, I promise. Cecilia.
We need you.
Well, thanks for everything you've contributed. I appreciate it.
Well, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to keep throwing stuff because I'm an activist down here. And people, it's time to hit the pavement. Walk those precincts and get out the vote because it's time to reclaim our country. And Mike Malloy is coming back to help us.
There you go. Thanks.
I love you.
Thanks, Cecilia.
Bye-bye.
You have a nice evening. All right. The clock is winding down. Alvin is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Alvin, let her rip.
Mike, I'm from Montgomery, Alabama, but that's okay. I'm from wherever you say I am.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were calling from Augusta.
Yeah, well, sometimes that worked to my advantage having you say that because I'd be working in the daytime when you spell in the daytime.
Oh, my God.
I like the fact you were saying that.
Covered for you. I hear you.
Mike, I'm really going to miss you guys. It's like you guys are part of the family.
I hear
now,
that.
I don't know if it's therapeutic for you guys doing the show, but for me, I felt like, especially in Montgomery, Alabama, it's conservative and right-wing. That's one of those red states.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably... Go ahead.
Yeah, I know that. I know it's a red state. You bet.
It's
Birmingham.
It's
yeah,
flaming. It's flaming red.
Crimson.
Man, having you guys there was something, though, that kind of made me feel like I wasn't walking backwards while everybody else was walking forwards. You know, I just constantly just a barrage of all this crap, you know, and having you guys to turn to. I don't know where I'm going to go now. I mean, there are a few other liberal things that you, if you really search and get out there, but they don't have the edge that you have. Nobody does it like you, Mike.
I promise, Alvin, we'll be back.
Man, I hope so. It's like I'm losing a family member. I really love you guys. And the thing, also the thing, not just you and your... You, it's your listeners. It's the quality of people you attract.
Aren't they something? The people that call this program, aren't they something? They are really, really something.
You know, most of your callers are white, you know, but they're so... They're the ones, to me, they're the better part of the white race.
Well, they appreciate that, Alvin. I know they do.
Well, I mean, well, you guys...
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. So do they. That's cool.
You guys are my proof that, you know, that...
No, man, not all white people are devils.
Exactly.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. You know, a black man living in Montgomery, of course he's going to feel that way.
If it weren't for you guys, I'd have no proof that blacks are coexist on this planet.
I hear that. Alvin,
right.
I got a boogie, man. Thank
okay,
you
right.
so much. All right?
All right?
All right. You take care. Alvin's right. Alvin's right. Man, sometimes the people on this program convince me white people aren't all devils, you know. Oh, my God. All right. I want to do this. If I don't get to your call, send me an email, and I will write back. So I want to, this is from a Pink Floyd, the Pink Floyd a CD, A Momentary Lapse of Reason. A lot of good songs in that. What, you're not ready to play it yet? Oh, okay. I thought I had to do something here. No? All right. Well, let's only screw up tonight. You have to cue me. When do we do this? At 47:27?
Yeah, 1 minute.
1 minute from now. I've got to kill a minute? Okay, I'll tell you how we'll do that. I'll try to squeeze in another caller. That would be Easter, who's calling from Houston. Hi, Easter.
Hi, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just calling to ask a quick question and maybe make a comment. What my first question was, do you think that Bush is trying to play both sides on this gay marriage issue? Because he did leave a little bit of door open.
I think he is. Aside from the fact that I think he's a freak, yes, he is. Now, what's the other thing?
Okay, I went. Sean Hannity. He had someone on his show tonight, and they were talking about John Kerry and how if it was up to John Kerry.
Okay, let me put you on hold. I'll come right back.
Well, not quite there, Mike.
Oh, okay. Kathy was hollering at me to put Easter on hold. All right, Easter, I'll come back to you in just a second. We want to do this now. On the turning away from the pale and downtrodden and the words they say, which we won't understand, don't accept that what's happening is just a case of others suffering, or you'll find that you're joining in the turning away. No more turning away from the weak and the weary. No more turning away from the coldness inside. Just a world that we all must share. It's not enough just to stand and stare. Is it only a dream that there'll be no more turning away?
On the turning away from the pale and downtrodden and the words they say which we won't understand, don't accept that what's happening is just a case of all the suffering. Oh, you'll find that you're joining in the turning away. It's a sin that somehow light is changing to shadow and casting a shroud over all we have known.
I just like that. I like that a lot. That's from A Momentary Lapse of Reason. For those of you who are Pink Floyd people, you know that song. We are just about down to the wire where we try to say thanks to the people, all the people who made this show what it has been. Kathy, of course, who produces the show, has been... a real driving force here. Mark Marshall, the webmaster at MikeMalloy.com, as you know, has put a lot of work in this program. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thank you so much, Jim. We will connect again. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, who provided material for this program to a huge degree. To all you people, thank you very much.
Did you pick up your phone book the other day and almost get a hernia because of all the lawyer ads? Do you panic when you turn on the television and there is another lawyer encouraging you to call him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find out who you can sue and what your rights are? Well, you don't need that anymore. But you know, you don't get your surgeon out of the yellow pages, and you don't need a retainer fee to listen to me. The Legal Huddle is your one-stop radio shop for everything you would ever want to know about the American legal system. I'm Ned Zelenak. I've been a prosecutor, bandleader, foreign diplomat, and advisor to presidential candidates. And as your host of the Legal Huddle, I'm uniquely qualified to answer everything you ever wanted to know about the law but were afraid to ask. And you know, if I don't know the answer, I'll make one up. You can call me with your questions, your comments, your opinions, and your feelings about our judiciary. And you know something? I will never hold you in contempt of court in the Legal Huddle. So join me and a cast of thousands here in the Legal Huddle, Sunday mornings, 9 until 11, on the IE America Radio Network. This is Ed Zelenak, and I'm a lawyer. That's my 12-step program. And if you break out in a rash at the mere suggestion of talking to a lawyer, then you need to join in the Legal Huddle, where I'll be your Sunday morning quarterback as we make a 100-yard dash through the American legal system, where myths will be demystified and red tape will be shredded. Join me for mirth, merriment, and a little bit of contempt of court, Sundays, 9 to 11, on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Oh, my God, Roy Rogers, Dale Evans. Thanks, Jim. Again, to Kathy Bay, Robin Bittman, Steve Damschroeder, who engineered tonight in Detroit, has engineered quite a few nights. Mark Marshall, webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. To all you people who've done such a job, I wish I could name all of you, but I simply can't. Thank you very, very much. We will connect again at some point, I promise.
Next door, a girl, she lives about the same age as me, and asked me to come upstairs for to see. Just then, her mother burst in, said, "You're the son of that bitch in the wind. Get out of my house and hit the road." And I kept
straight to hell, just like my mama said.
on, you can do it.
Here we go.
I'm going straight to hell, just like my mama said. I'm going straight to hell.
Have a nice evening, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
The stalky mouth warned me so, as I walk down the road. 50 bucks in a suitcase steered me clear. She took my hand as we walked into the sun. A new day's promise had begun. We'll make it alone, whether you like it or not. I turned around.
All right. Here we go, let her rip, yeah!
I'm going straight to hell, just like my mama said. I'm going straight to hell.
Come on, everybody!
I'm going straight to hell, just like my mama said.
Audio clip from the production meeting. Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our other